You will hear a woman talking about Queen Wilhelmina's unforgettable night at White House. For questions 8 to 15, circle the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 1 minute to look at part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Wilhelmina, the banished Dutch queen, found herself restless in an unfamiliar environment. Asked by President Roosevelt to stay at the White House in 1942, after being betrayed by her trusted diplomats, she struggled to adapt to its modest accommodations, which paled compared to the grandeur of her European palaces that were destroyed in the European War. The weight of her memories, stretched back to her early monarch years, 1879, which consumed her thoughts that night. Amid her reflections, a sharp knock startled her. The sudden sound broke the stillness of the late hour. She rose and approached the door, curiosity overtaking hesitation. Opening it, she encountered a tall, thin man dressed in black, his intense gaze framed by a dark beard and a top hat. Wilhelmina recognized him instantly, but the shock overwhelmed her, and she lost consciousness. When she regained awareness, she was alone on the floor. The hallway outside her door was empty, and the room remained as undisturbed as before. Troubled but determined to find clarity, she lay awake, her mind racing. The image of the mysterious figure lingered, haunting her thoughts. The following day, even though she was sure that what had happened was more than just a dream, Wilhelmina chose to keep the incident largely to herself, mentioning it only in passing to her entourage. However, word of her experience eventually reached Roosevelt. Later that evening, during a formal gathering, others remained silent, but he delicately inquired about Wilhelmina's well-being. Although hesitant, the Queen revealed that she believed she had encountered Abraham Lincoln, a former president, who had been assassinated unfairly decades earlier. The account did not surprise the Roosevelts. He acknowledged that sightings of Lincoln's ghost were not uncommon in the White House. Staff and past residents had often reported his presence, describing his appearance and even interactions. Eleanor Roosevelt and a number of dignitaries had witnessed unusual occurrences, and stories of Lincoln's lingering spirit were well known even before Wilhelmina's visit. The mysterious and not simply superstitious encounter left Wilhelmina reflective. Despite her usual focus on practical matters, the unsettling experience reminded her of the complex interplay between history and memory of America. For the Roosevelts, the tale reaffirmed the profound legacy of their home, where echoes of the past seemed inseparable from the present.
Now listen again.
Wilhelmina, the banished Dutch queen, found herself restless in an unfamiliar environment. Asked by President Roosevelt to stay at the White House in 1942, after being betrayed by her trusted diplomats, she struggled to adapt to its modest accommodations, which paled compared to the grandeur of her European palaces that were destroyed in the European War. The weight of her memories, stretched back to her early monarch years, 1879, which consumed her thoughts that night. Amid her reflections, a sharp knock startled her. The sudden sound broke the stillness of the late hour. She rose and approached the door, curiosity overtaking hesitation. Opening it, she encountered a tall, thin man dressed in black, his intense gaze framed by a dark beard and a top hat. Wilhelmina recognized him instantly, but the shock overwhelmed her, and she lost consciousness. When she regained awareness, she was alone on the floor. The hallway outside her door was empty, and the room remained as undisturbed as before. Troubled but determined to find clarity, she lay awake, her mind racing. The image of the mysterious figure lingered, haunting her thoughts. The following day, even though she was sure that what had happened was more than just a dream, Wilhelmina chose to keep the incident largely to herself, mentioning it only in passing to her entourage. However, word of her experience eventually reached Roosevelt. Later that evening, during a formal gathering, others remained silent, but he delicately inquired about Wilhelmina's well-being. Although hesitant, the Queen revealed that she believed she had encountered Abraham Lincoln, a former president, who had been assassinated unfairly decades earlier. The account did not surprise the Roosevelts. He acknowledged that sightings of Lincoln's ghost were not uncommon in the White House. Staff and past residents had often reported his presence, describing his appearance and even interactions. Eleanor Roosevelt and a number of dignitaries had witnessed unusual occurrences, and stories of Lincoln's lingering spirit were well known even before Wilhelmina's visit. The mysterious and not simply superstitious encounter left Wilhelmina reflective. Despite her usual focus on practical matters, the unsettling experience reminded her of the complex interplay between history and memory of America. For the Roosevelts, the tale reaffirmed the profound legacy of their home, where echoes of the past seemed inseparable from the present.
That is the end of part 2.